This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've done a bunch of stories on this program about how this economy is changing, about manufacturing and high tech and the skills economy. Here's a slice of it, though, that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but is arguably the biggest change of them all. Around the turn of the last century, 35% of Americans lived on farms. Today, that's about 1%, maybe just a hair more. What's funny about it, though, is that interest in farming is still really strong. Case in point, a group now known as FFA, but more traditionally called Future Farmers of America, is growing by leaps and bounds. Marketplace's Adam Allington has that story.
You can easily spot a kid in FFA by the iconic blue corduroy jackets they all wear. 17-year-old Isaiah Nance is wearing his. We're about 10 miles south of Washington, D.C., the suburbs, essentially. But Nance has given me a quick lesson in tobacco farming.
You have to rotate the tobacco every year to have healthy crops.
We're at an educational farm preserve in Accokeek, Maryland. Nance works at the farm through an FFA internship. The worst thing about growing tobacco, he tells me, are the little green hornworms. But he has a solution.
The hornworms usually just eat up the tobacco leaves. So we're trying to get guinea fowl over here in this location to cut down on the hornworms.
Guinea fowl. They kind of look like a small peacock and love to eat hornworms. Over the past decade, FFA's growth has been strongest in suburban communities like this, as well as in large cities like Chicago and Philadelphia.
When we first started the program, people kind of looked at us sideways and said, well, you know, what are you going to plow up 301?
That would be U.S. Route 301 outside of D.C., and the man speaking is Donald Bell. He's the FFA coordinator with Prince George's County Public Schools. After the 1980s farm crisis, FFA shifted focus from vocational farm skills, putting more emphasis on science and technology, which Bell says helped it expand out from rural areas and into cities.
We have a lot of students that are interested in animal science. We have a lot of students that are interested in biochemistry or food science, all of which are still related to agriculture.
There are over 640,000 students in FFA, the most they've ever had, and about 25% more than just 6 years ago. Mark Peschel is the CEO of FFA. I asked him if he still got his blue corduroy jacket.
I do, and in fact, I'm looking at my FFA jacket as we speak, hanging above my desk.
Even though actual farm jobs account for just over 1% of all jobs in the U.S., Peschel says roughly 1 in 12 is agriculture-related, and FFA students are on the fast track to fill those jobs.
A company like John Deere, in their precision agriculture unit, employs over 2,500 computer programmers to help them develop their next generation of farming equipment.
And it isn't just John Deere that's looking for a new kind of labor force. Paul Lightfoot is the CEO of Bright Farms, an ag tech startup. He's having such a hard time finding qualified workers, he's taken matters into his own hands.
We're actually creating a huge apprentice grower force just because we don't trust that the market's going to give us good growers.
Lightfoot's company just raised over $30 million to build industrial-scale greenhouses to supply year-round salad greens to large cities. He says he likes FFA's emphasis on food science along with other skills like logistics and communication, which he says aren't being taught at most horticulture and agriculture programs.
None of those are producing what I want, which are food growers in greenhouses, but who really understand almost like a manufacturing process culture.
Back on the farm in Accokeek, 17-year-old Tyler Reed walks me through a vegetable garden that she planted.
Some spinach is over here, some beans and stuff like that.
Unlike FFA members of the past, it's been a long time since someone in her family's lived on a farm.
I mean, personally, I didn't grow up on a farm, but like my great-grandfather had like pigs and stuff.
And while she has no desire to raise livestock, she is studying to be an environmental engineer, and working on the farm is a nice break from all the lab and science classes she has in school. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.